topics.com.
Thank you for calling customer support. It's Asia. May I help you?
Yes. I'm having been having difficulties tracking down this this charge, and I was told that there was nothing in the record when I went through the bank went through the a number given when the debit was made on my account. Please bear with me. I'm a senior citizen and rather frustrated at this time. I'm calling regarding, after checking in my email, I'm calling regarding subscription ID 919269336.
Say the zip code again, ma'am.
21208 is the zip code.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were saying.
No,
again,
I was giving you the subscription ID.
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
Pamela Jenkins Dobson. The last name is hyphenated.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, may I please have your shipping address?
1 Tent Mill Lane, Apartment C, Pikesville, Maryland, 21208.
Well, yes, ma'am. I do see an account with your name. You said people
okay,
said they
well,
could not find it?
Right. When I checked on the phone number for the given with the debit in my bank account, those individuals could not, that person could not find anything about the subscription or what, about the product. I was answering a contest, I thought, promoted by CVS Pharmacy. And while I was expecting one thing, this something else popped up. And I really am not interested in this whatever this is, subscription to something. And I have not, and also I have not received anything since this charge.
Well, yes, ma'am, I do see that you ordered it on the 31st of May. And that's the last time I do see you. Oh, okay, never mind. I do see that the next reoccurring date would be the 30th of June.
And that would be what?
For the meal plan. So you did enter that contest. I know you did see that you were trying to enter a contest, but in the terms and conditions, it did state that to enter the contest, you would be subscribing to a meal plan. So that's that $39.85 charge you do see.
Okay, well, that I did not realize. So I would like to cancel it, please.
Well, yes, ma'am. Do you not feel the meal plan will be any help for your daily life?
No, it will not.
Well, as a courtesy, I could give you a $19.85 refund to make that, I'm sorry, discount to make that a $20 per month subscription.
I'm not interested. I really can't afford it. I can't. I'm a senior citizen, and this that money is the difference between a medication, whatever.
Absolutely, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get this canceled for you, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your name, please?
My name is Asia, A-S-I-A, like the continent.
Okay.
Yes,
I know
ma'am.
Asia. She's very pleasant, and you seem to be pleasant as well. So that's a good name for you, too.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm glad she is putting us out there as pleasant people.
In this day and time, it's kind of hard to find. And then when you get frustrated customers or people calling you, I guess it makes things very challenging.
Yes, ma'am. It's all about, you know, understand empathy, sympathy. It's all about, you know, knowing the problem, because I like to put myself in customer shoes of how I would feel if it happened to me or if I had a confusion or anything. So I do like to, you know, actually hear you out.
That's good. You have excellent customer service skills, and that's really a gift. And thank you very much for
absolutely
your demeanor. Makes me feel better. I think my blood pressure has probably come down 15
yes,
points.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure why they didn't see your account. However, you know, it pulled up for me. But it probably was a delay, because I know I deal with some customers who have delays in the account. And I tell them, you know, if you don't, you know, you want me to call you back, I can try, or you can call us back. And I've actually ran into the same customer who did call back, and I did pull up their account the second time around.
Okay. Well, this
so it happened.
Right.
So I'm just happy you could was able to be pulled up this time, though. So.
Right. I'm glad, because I didn't think of it before, but I said, well, let me go back to my emails for that date of the order. I don't recall seeing this email, but then I'm not very diligent in checking my emails, and my, regrettably, my vision's a bit off right now.
I check my email all the time, only because I'm in college, though.
So. Oh, okay, good. What are you studying?
I am studying business management with a concentration in marketing.
Oh, wonderful. You should do very well with your demeanor, your customer skills.
I appreciate
it. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm almost finished getting that canceled. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I don't mind waiting. I'd rather wait online with a live person than going through the queue and getting those recordings every minute.
Yes, I'm a real physical person. I need to know what's being done, so I understand.
Well, remember that when you start your business.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I officially got that canceled for you, okay?
Thank you so much. Now, will I get a confirmation email?
I was just about to tell you that we have a confirmation cancellation confirmation number, if you'd like to write it down.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Ready.
That'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
919-269-336.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 919-269-336.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Asia.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling customer support.
And you have enjoy the rest of your day, and may you continue to be safe and healthy. And I look forward to seeing at some point a businesswoman named Asia, with the first name Asia. And I say, oh. That's the customer service person I spoke to. I wish you well in all your endeavors.
I truly appreciate it, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.